Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Lab Assistant. This file will teach you how to focus in the important tasks that will be assigned to you as a lab assistant. Very soon, we will be brainwashing a test subject, and, well, you will see what will happen to them. We've planned for some impactful effects to occur in their body, and you will have to observe and record each and every single detail. It is essential that you keep your focus on the task at hand, that you do your best to memorize and observe everything that happens. Not just to write it down later, but also to be able to explain every single subtle detail that is happening, that they were going through. As such, I am doing my best to teach you how to do this, because it is important for you to do it right. While, of course, we will do it more than once, and if you're lucky, you will get to observe these kind of things even more. Even the first time, you will have to do your best to pay attention. Allow yourself to imagine a very nice, clean lab. A fancy brainwashing chair with a test subject happily, probably, strapped in. You cannot see what they see. There is a screen that they are watching, probably, and perhaps there is more going on than meets the eye. Their body is clothed in a light, simple set. Most of their arms and legs are visible, and of course you can see every single expression. You are not introduced. In fact, the test subject itself cannot see you. You have an observation position, and you can see them. The test is about to begin, and like I said, it is vitally important that you keep your attention with each and every change that they're going through. It is obvious that the test has begun. The more you observe the test subject, the more you can see their expression react to what is happening. It begins with an alert expression, slowly fading into a more neutral one. The change is subtle. It's as if they themselves do not realize how they're beginning to stare more and more, pupils slightly widening, blinks that almost never happen anymore. The weight of their head slowly becoming more and more difficult. Even from where you are observing them, watching them, you can tell how their pulse is slowing. They're breathing more calm and deep. The expression on their face is slowly fading from a neutral one to sort of a waxen one, even more blank than neutral. And as you stare at the test subjects before you, you almost wonder what they're going through. You do your best to analyze each and every single thing that is happening before you. Subtle twitches in their face that seem to almost cause waves of relaxation afterwards. There's this moment where they almost appear to drift to sleep with that reaction where their head slowly falls down a little bit and they pick it back up. Whatever they're paying attention to is so important to them that they don't want to fully go to sleep. They just want to focus, stare, mindlessly observe what is happening. There's a reaction, slowly beginning, yet obvious to anyone who's paying attention. Cheeks are beginning to redden, a soft flush spreading through their body. The breathing becoming a bit more pronounced again, almost ragged. Eyes staring. Breathing, feeling, sensations spread. Then there is that warmth, that heat, a flush that is creeping in from every direction. It's almost as if the deepest core in the body is beginning to warm up, to heat, to glow with a pulse that is reflecting your focus. The test subject is becoming more and more aroused. They are so focused on the task at hand, so completely involved in the moment, absorbed by the sensation, that the arousal spreading through your body is almost unnoticed, and yet it grows as powerfully as all the other reactions. Every breath is another wave of wanting, so purely focused on observing that it almost passes you by. Nothing matters but paying attention to what is happening, to the intensity of the arousal, the desire that is building up. There's this moment, a shift that appears to be growing closer. As the desire is building up, it must at some point pass a tipping point, a moment where the desire, the lust, the need is so intense that even the desire to watch, to stare, to observe is surpassed by the physical response. Again, the body is conflicted between dropping into a deep trance and feeling the flowing need grow with passing seconds. Every breath fills your body with another wave of wanting. Every passing second is another tick higher, another talk more intense. As you observe, the reactions in your body are becoming so beautifully intense that they are more than a little distracting. Breathing is becoming sensual. Every minute movement, a little pleasure. Even without changing anything, you're slowly being wrapped in a wonderful representation of desire, where the simplest thing, the very lightest shift in air, the softest, subtlest change in temperature, feels like a wonderful wave of pleasurable sensuality. You can observe the waves in your body, the wonderful way in which every bit works together to grow even stronger. And the more you are pulled into this state, the more easy and open your mind becomes, wanting to be brainwashed to respond to this stimulation over and over again, pulled into pleasure, tempted by this sensual need, this longing for lust. You are still doing your best to do exactly what was asked, to observe each and every change in your body, your mind relaxing and drifting into emptiness, your unconscious being prepared to respond even more intensely next time. Feeling the warmth of your body, the intensity of desire and need building up. It's almost like a little drip is passing all the way down your spine and ending up. And the more you try to contain it, the more intense it becomes. The more effort you do to focus, the more aware you become at how powerful the waves have already grown. As you do your best to remain unaffected, it just drips more. The wonderful, simple fact that you cannot observe without being changed. And of course, you have to pay attention to each and every minute detail, each subtle change in your own body, your own mind, how wonderful you feel being dragged into this, how amazingly pleasurable your body feels, how every single breath is a wave of freedom, fantasy, and thread of lust goes in and out of your attention. powerfully pulling on your thoughts, pulling them all the way down until the thread itself is dripping with need. Just like at some point, you must have forgotten to observe anything outside of yourself, because all the changes inside are so important, and they are. You must focus on the feelings. You must observe the arousal spreading through your body. You must follow all these changes in your mind and body that cause you to feel the pleasure even more. Because you're a good lab assistant and a wonderful test subject. In a moment, this file will end. But if my voice follows, you'll remain as observant as ever, following each and every minute change in your body and mind, how it grows in arousal and pleasure, how every breath is so sensitive and sweet. Otherwise, if my voice doesn't follow, you will find yourself awakened once again. You realize how much effort you have done and how good it feels to be productive. Of course, observing and focusing is very important. And you're incredibly good at doing just that. To focus on your arousal and desire, growing fire, needing lust, and enjoy how deep you are affected. And continue to notice each and every little change in your body and mind. Have fun.